You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Hiring early this summer was not as strong as we thought. That said, late in the summer, lots of people started looking for work. I'm David Brancaccio. The hiring and unemployment reports this morning are misleading if you just graze the headlines. More people were added to payrolls than expected in August, 187,000 more yet. Government statisticians also revised downward the figures from June and July by a combined 110,000, which suggests a cooling labor market. At the same time, a jump in the unemployment rate in the month just ended from 3.5 to 3.8% was caused by more people encouraged to enter the workforce seeking jobs. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial.
This is the good kind of unemployment increase because there were actually, in the household survey, 222,000 more people working. But more than three times that number, about 750,000 people, came into the job market looking for work this August. So it's a lot more people working. That means there's also a lot more slack in the job market than we thought, which is the kind of thing the Fed likes to see.
In August, average pay went up only slightly, with wages up 4.3% year to year. That is higher than inflation, which is good for workers, but something that worries central bankers, set on stamping out future inflation. The bond market adds all this up as still too much strength, pushing the 10-year rate up to 4.15%, the interest rate. A federal judge has temporarily blocked an Arkansas law that would require proof of age to set up social media accounts. The law was intended to protect kids. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with more.
It says that social media companies aren't allowed to open accounts for minors unless they have a parent or guardian's permission. They have to verify the ages of account holders, and they were supposed to use third-party vendors to do this. The law was set to take effect today.
Social media companies object to this. On what grounds?
Well, NetChoice, which is a tech industry trade group, says the Arkansas law undermines the First Amendment because it requires people to submit sensitive and private information to access social media. And NetChoice's members include TikTok, Google, and Meta. It requested a preliminary injunction, which the judge granted, temporarily blocking the law. And U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks said the law is a burden on free speech rights.
I was just checking. I see other states have similar laws pending.
Yeah, David, Utah, California, Louisiana, and Texas all passed laws requiring social media companies to verify the ages of new users. They were all set to go into effect after Arkansas's law, and similar federal legislation has been introduced in Congress. This does set a precedent, but it is not the end of the story, David. Now we have to wait and see if the Arkansas law is struck down permanently.
All right. Nancy, thank you very much. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A major music label has signed a virtual pop star with a voice constructed in part using artificial intelligence. Warner Music now has Nunuri on the books, a thing, not a person, that operates in association with the German DJ Aleph Arben. The song is out today, and what does this type of synthetic artist mean for the music industry? Shiona McCallum, technology reporter with our newsroom partners at the BBC, reports from Berlin.
Just a little push, that's enough to start a chain reaction.
This is the sound of Nunuri. She's a virtual character, an Instagram influencer, and has worked with big fashion brands. And I've come to Berlin to meet her creator, Jörg Zuber.
I created her in my mind first. I did a little sketch of her.
And now his creation, this avatar living in the digital world, has a record deal with a major label.
Oh my God, this is amazing. It was accelerating my pulse when I got the email from Warner Music Central Europe. They were like asking me, are you interested in music? And I say, well, what a question.
Her appearance has been created using 2D graphics and motion capture. Her voice has been created with the help of artificial intelligence.
We didn't want to create like a human voice. We wanted to have it a bit like technology, like a bit tech voicey. So the bass and the original voice of her is my voice.
And to make the sound they wanted, they got a singer involved too.
And there comes the moment where we used AI technology, because the music from the singer, so the voice from the singer, we needed to know when he was singing high, when he was singing low, when he was singing slower, when he got more speed, when he got more pressure.
Although Nunuri's voice has only been helped by artificial intelligence and the AI plays a small role in this case, it's the rise of generative AI that has worried artists whose voices, lyrics and sounds have been used, often without their consent.
I'm Jamie and Joko Goodwin. I'm chief executive of UK Music, which is the collective voice of the UK music industry.
It's about understanding about transparency. It's about knowing what content and what data AIs have been trained on. It's about ensuring that there's adequate labelling, so we know whether or not a piece of music is AI generated. But also there's questions about things like personality rights. So at the moment in the UK, personality rights aren't really properly protected. You can essentially generate an AI version of someone, of a pop star, of a singer, and they wouldn't have any rights about how that is used.
So that's the industry body's concern, but there are some positives too.
We saw just a few weeks ago Paul McCartney talking about how they used AI to isolate one of the stems of a John Lennon's voice from one of the Beatles songs. Again, that's all being done with proper permissions. It's being done in quite an exciting way. So there are sorts of huge opportunities.
Clearly the use of AI is becoming more mainstream, but now that it's officially entering the charts, will it ever get to number one? Like
Dummy Dummy Knows, Dummy Dummy Knows. Dummy Dummy Knows the whole day now. What do the Germans call a sticky ditty like that? Or Wurm, or earworm. I'm David Brancaccio of Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.